Good day and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY24 results. Today we have with us from the management Group CEO Mr. Pankaj Poddar and Group CFO Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with the statement declaration, certain statement in the conference call may be forward-looking. The statement are based on management current expectation and are subjected to uncertainties and changes in the circumstances. The statement are not guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. Now, may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through the opening remark, subsequent to which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj ji.
Thank you. Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Neeraj Jain, Group CFO at Cosmo First, along with my colleague, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, Group CEO at Cosmo First. Our financial results for the September 23 quarter, as well as the investors' presentations, are available on company's website. We'll start today's call with a brief on the performance of the company, which may be followed by questions. The improved quarter two EBITDA of 72 crore rupees is actually backed by a couple of factors. First is enhanced BOPP film margins, primarily due to festive season demand pickup, partial revival of export demand, and the range-bound movement of raw material prices, which was not the case in previous quarter. Clearly, the company continues to outperform a large part of the industry. With an objective to rationalize cost, the company is also in process of shifting the extrusion coating line from South Korea to India and has accordingly carried out operational restructuring in South Korea plant during the quarter two. Consequently, the consolidated results for the quarter two are affected by a one-time restructuring cost of 3 crore rupees. The export market showed sign of improvement with better quality of specialty orders. Overall, specialty volume in September 23 quarter was about 65% of company's total BOPP volume. The corresponding figure last year was 62%. BOPP film margins have been running at close to 18 rupee per kg during September 23 quarter versus 10 rupee per kg in June 23 quarter. The margin still remain low compared to the average historical margins. It may be noted that even in such a challenging market, the company's specialty margins broadly remain intact in line with the last year, except for some sales mix change impact and uneven orders from a specialty export customer for a high-margin specialty firm. We expect the specialty order to flow back from next year. Now coming to a brief about the September 2023 quarter financial results. The consolidated sales for the September 23 quarter is 654 crore rupees, which is higher by 1% from June 23 quarter, although volume was higher by 7% compared to previous quarter. As average raw material price in quarter 2 was lower compared to quarter 1, which gets passed on to the customers in terms of selling price, the quarter 2 sales growth in value terms is appearing as 1% despite 7% volume growth. The EBITDA for the quarter is 72 crore rupees compared to 55 crore rupees in June 23 quarter and 124 crore rupees in September 22 quarter. Moving to little bit about the outlook for the coming period, more particularly on the margins and cost rationalization efforts. First, on the margins, in near to medium term, BOPP and BOPET margins are expected to remain subdued, and this is more so for BOPET film due to an industry-wide supply overhang. There has been 58% capacity increase over December 21 capacity in BOPET and 23% increase in BOPP during the same period. Further, an incremental 17% more capacity is expected by March 2026 in BOPET, and 40% capacity addition is expected in BOPP by March 2026. The company is working towards BOPET margin improvement over the next couple of quarters on the strength of Shing film and many other specialty film already launched. Besides specialty sales, the company shall also focus on various cost rationalization initiatives during FY24, aggregating to close to 50 to 60 crore rupees annualized impact, which broadly include renewable power and cost rationalization at Korea plant. Now moving to packaging growth projects. Under our new initiatives, the company has launched its rigid packaging business under the brand name Cosmo Plastec, which will manufacture thin wall containers and sheets for a wide range of FMCG products, particularly for food industry. This is a large market of about 10,000 crores in India. Cosmo's capacity in phase 1 shall be 4,800 metric tons per annum, which should be able to generate between 70 to 80 crore rupees of annual sales. The company has also started metallization of capacitor film recently, which shall serve the rapidly growing electronics industry in India. The market size of capacitor film in India is about 15,000 metric tons. Cosmo's capacity in phase 1 shall be 600 metric tons per annum. Both of these businesses, which is rigid packaging as well as the metallization of capacitor film, are closely related to existing flexible packaging business, which is company's strength area. There is a strong synergy for flexible packaging in several ways, including raw materials, customer base, etc., etc. Work on BOPP and CPP line is progressing in line with the plan. Both the lines will be world's largest production capacity lines and will increase company's production capacity by close to 50% in a phased manner by March 2025. With high-speed large width line, it will rationalize the cost of production also by between 3 to 5% depending on the product. The CPP line and BOPP line will promote sustainability as will it will offer mono-layered structure. Now moving to specialty chemical subsidiary. The specialty chemical subsidiary has got good initial response with its packaging and lamination adhesives. Now we expect to scale up the same in second half of FY24. Adhesives along with master batch and coating vertical will drive future growth for the company's subsidiary in specialty chemicals. Moving to PetCare vertical, Ziggy. Company's PetCare vertical is expected to grow rapidly and now, in fact, a monthly GMV of 4 crore rupees has been clocked, largely on the back of the expanding retail footprints, which currently we have 19 stores, and increasing online presence. The company shall now look for consolidation in Ziggly in second half of FY24 before initiating next round of growth in FY25. At macro level, Ziggly is all set to make substantial impact to India's healthcare industry. Moving to balance sheet and debt levels, the company is looking for close to 490 crore rupee of capex to be incurred over next 2 years, which is mainly on BOPP line and CPP line, which we discussed. As at September 23 end, the company's net debt is 502 crores, which is 1.7 times to EBITDA and 0.4 times to equity. So fairly healthy, strong balance sheet. With this, I would like to open the call for the questions, please.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for an opportunity. So I just wanted to understand from you on the industry perspective. Now, you indicated that near about 58% of the new capacity has been added over December 21. In your press release, you also mentioned that probably another 17% of the new capacity will be added by March 26. So do you think that the demand will pick up substantially to cover the entire capacity? Because even if you assume that 10% improvement in the demand and 75% as an operating capacity, there will be substantial oversupply in the market for another 3 to 4 years and will pressurize on the overall margins. So your call on that?
If you talk about BOPET, then BOPET right now is struggling with a lot of extra capacity because of huge additions. And, you know, what we expect is that BOPET should get corrected in next 2 to 2.5 years' time. Until then, it will gradually improve. We do not expect any immediate improvement when it comes to BOPET margins. There will be some improvement happening over a period of time as the plant supply balance improves. As far as BOPP is concerned, till December 24, there's hardly any line getting added. If at all there will be any addition, it will happen in December 24. But beyond that, in 25 and middle of 26, there are multiple lines coming during that phase. And that is the phase when we expect that there will be an excess supply and there will be pressure on the margins in the calendar year 25 and 26.
Okay, so I mean, then probably at one end we are saying that if the demand is growing and we are moving into more of a specialty, so the lower margin, the commodity will continue to drag, and what are the cost initiatives? I mean, definitely Q2, we see some improvement in the margin. So how much do we allude that to a cost initiatives that we have taken?
See, one is there's already a note by our CFO, Mr. Neeraj Jain. We are moving to more and more renewable power where the cost is coming down. We are doing a lot of other initiatives also. The second thing is new line will have a far better cost proposition versus the existing lines. So there are multiple initiatives happening when it comes to raw material, when it comes to power. These are two main areas where we are taking initiatives. So there is power, there is cost coming down, but having said that, Osmo will remain focused on expanding specialty sales, where the margin stability is much better than the commodity products. Obviously, any new line that comes up has always got a lower cost than the older lines. So to that extent, the new line that Cosmo is bringing will have some advantage, but we do see bunching up of capacity. Having said that, What we are also seeing is a lot of players are either trying to cancel their contracts. We've already seen at least two, three lines where, you know, companies have decided to either cancel their contracts or delay the lines. So I'm sure some better sense will prevail in the industry where some more players will decide, you know, those who are coming up with their lines in 25 and 26, you know, they will still have the opportunity to delay their line. I mean, that decision obviously will have to be made by such players. And so those possibilities are also there where some players can defer it. We have seen that in polyester as well. But polyester, that opportunity was not there as much with the players, but in BOPP, that opportunity would be there. But if it is not there, in 25-26, there could be softening of margins.
Sure. And, sir, on the specialty front, now, last quarter we had indicated that there was a delay in a couple of customers' order, and we were expecting that customer to come back in the month of August and September. Now we are expecting that the new specialty order or the customers to come order to start flow from the next year onwards. So how is the trend on the specialty front looking at from the near-term perspective?
So see, a lot of recovery has already happened in specialty. If you remember, a few quarters back had come down to 57%. Mm-hmm. And one quarter it is now stabilizing and has now touched 65%. There's one particular specialty category where the sales happen with one particular customer. That customer, you know, there is some sales revival expected in this year also. The majority of the sales they are saying that will happen only in the next year. And we had a pretty detailed call with them and they had their logical reasons for that. So there we have no choice than to wait. But otherwise, I would say that largely the demand is coming back in majority of the segments. And even exports is now getting better because inflation is under control in Europe to a large extent.
Sure, sure. That's all from my side. If I have any more questions, I'll come back in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Rathi from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. Sir, like you mentioned that we already have oversupply in BOPP and BOPET and a lot of players are already deferring their projects. So do we also see our projects getting postponed because of the oversupply?
As far as Cosmo's concerned, we are moving ahead as per the timelines itself. You know, so we've already moved quite ahead on this. And Cosmo, that way, is much better protected because of the specialties and a lot of other reasons. So Cosmo is going ahead as per the plan itself. But we do see that, I think this would apply more for the new entrants, you know, because they may not have enough experience to operate in this industry. But it's a call to be taken by every company. As far as Cosmo is concerned, we stick to our schedule and we'll go ahead. What we really expect is that, you know, right now the BOPP is not so much of overcapacity. It's quite balanced position. I would say slight overcapacity. Polyester is in a overcapacity zone. Polyester would become more balanced in, as I said earlier, around 2 years from now. While BOPP will remain balanced till 24 and 25 onwards, there could be an oversupply in BOPP.
So, sir, continuing this, how confident are we on utilizing our specialized line versus commodity line?
The Cosmo, because of various reasons, you know, what we have historically seen is that we are always able to utilize our capacity. We never had that challenge in the past.
For specialty products, right?
No, no, whether commodity or specialty, you know, because the commodity content is very less. And many of our specialty customers do need commodity also. So even now when, you know, we see that there are dearth of orders, Osmo's lines are normally remain occupied for next few days in any situation. So, I mean, till now we've been comfortably placed and we see no reason that, and the other thing is the new line that we are coming up, we'll be one of the early ones to come up with the new line. And that also should give us the advantage to fill up the line relatively faster than the competition, which would come a little later.
Okay. Sir, I'm actually specifically asking about the new line that we are developing and how confident are we on utilizing it?
You are saying rigid packaging?
No, no, sir. BOPP and PPP.
Yeah, we are quite confident at this stage. I mean, with the brand name that Cosmo enjoys, obviously any new line comes up, it does take 3-4 quarters to fill it up. But with the branding and with the product portfolio we have, we should be able to fill it up fairly fast.
Okay. Sir, and what will be our capacity utilization at this quarter?
Other than the breakdowns, we normally operate at full capacity.
Sorry?
I mean, barring the breakdowns, if at all it happens in any quarter, we always operate on full capacity utilization.
Full capacity utilization, okay. So my last question is regarding the rigid packaging that Cosmo Plastic and metallized capacitor that you mentioned. You mentioned that we'll be able to touch an annual sales of 60 to 70 crores in rigid packaging. So sir, when should we expect this to come up completely?
It should take being a, I mean, that's a very related business, though it's a new business. So we expect this should also take 12 to 18 months to fill it up completely. I mean, the overall potential could be higher. I personally feel it can go even beyond 70 crores. But it would take 12 to 18 months.
As for capacitor?
Capacitor should happen faster. We should be able to fill it up in quarter four of this year.
Quarter four. And sir, what is the annualized sale that we are expecting from this 600 MTPA line?
Yeah, 600 metric ton line.
So, how much annual sales are we expecting from this?
As far as capacity is concerned, the revenue should be close to, on full potential, close to 40 crores.
It is 40 to 50.
Yeah, around 40 to 50 crores.
And the margins on rigid and capacitor?
I mean, obviously, we have to see as we move along. It's too early for us to predict anything. But both should have stable margins, that's for sure.
Not in terms of guidance, in terms of what are we targeting?
Guidance is not allowed as per the SEBI regulations, but, I mean, effectively, what we've been saying is that we would like to maintain high ROCE and ROE numbers.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from WC Securities.
Please yes, sir. Good afternoon. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So my question is, the products we have launched recently is this rigid packaging films and capacitor films. So how should we categorize these? Like, are these commodity films or the specialty films?
Both. Both have very stable margins. Capacitor, if you really look at, there's a very high level of import happening in the country. And therefore, the margins are reasonable, I would say. And rigid packaging is, again, where it's a cost-plus pricing with the brands directly. Rigid packaging has a lot of synergies for us because, this gives us a direct entry into the brands without competing with our customers in film business. And having a bigger entry in the brands helps you in many different ways, even in the film business. So both have a lot of similarities and benefits, and that is what we expect. But both will have a stable line of margins. Unlike film where the margins fluctuate a lot, they should not fluctuate as much.
Okay. And sir, what about this Ziggly business? Like, by when we should, go for the demerger of this business?
As we have said, 2 to 3 years. So most likely we'll do this in FY26, but it's too early to predict. I mean, that's the planning that we had done initially. And at this stage, that is the time frame we are looking at, but we will see more closer to that date that, when do we get profitable in this business, and accordingly we'll decide. But tentative date is FY 26. 26 end, basically.
Okay. And, sir, our target is to get 80% volumes from specialty. So when it happens, would we be like not facing such pressure, pricing pressure, which we are facing right now?
It would certainly reduce.
Better scenario, yeah.
It would certainly reduce.
Okay. Up to what extent can you give some percentage, if possible, in the terms of OPM EBITDA?
Just give me a second. Let me do my back of the envelope calculations.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Just 1 second.
Yeah.
It will have incremental impact of 2.5 to 3% to our EBITDA.
Okay. That's great. That's all from my side. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jinal from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. So first is, how much is the revenue contribution from domestic market as well as exports?
Sorry, come again?
How much is the revenue contribution from domestic and as well as exports?
Very broadly, domestic has been close to 55% and export 45%.
Domestic is 40? Domestic 55% and exports is?
45.
Okay. So second is, how are we placed in terms of pricing domestic as well as in exports, and what differentiates Cosmo First among its peers in the entire industry in terms of pricing?
Yeah, we have talked about this many times in the past. Our main differentiation is our specialty business, our innovation, our culture, our people. So there are many differences, but by far all this results in better specialty and therefore more stable margins than many of our peers.
Okay. So third is, in value-added products, so how much is the contribution of value-added products to the entire, business? And again, here, how are we different from our peers? And value addition products?
You can look at that from the competition, but typically in a bad market, depends, where exactly the commodity market is there. What we have seen is in a good market, we stay 2-3% above when it comes to the margins. And in a bad market, it can be even a 6-7% difference.
Okay. And the last question is, I was reading somewhere that this quarter packaging business has not done that well. So just would like to know that what is the long-term impact on this business going forward, and how will be the industry going forward, packaging industry?
See, it is a ever-shining industry. Obviously, every industry has its good tides and low tides.
Okay.
So, right now there is some bit of extra capacity, but if you really see, even in these such troubled times, Cosmo results are quite decent.
Okay.
And there are tough times, and I mean, these are some cycles which everyone has to go through.
Okay.
I mean, even in these bad times, we have a double-digit EBITDA, quite a decent return on capital employed.
Okay.
So, the differentiation we have been able to create in the business.
Okay, that's sure. Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead. Vipul Kumar?
Hi, sir. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you break the sales in tonnage and tonnage for commodities, semi-speciality and speciality, because you give your capacity in tonnage, but in presentation, sales is mentioned in rupees only. So is it possible?
This is something we never share.
For competitive reasons?
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, what percentage of our power comes from renewable sources right now? And where we see it two to three years down the line?
See, within next 6 months, close to 40 to 50% of our power will be from renewables. More towards 50%.
So, and what type of impact it will have on the P&L?
See, some impact has already come, and some impact will come in the near future. You know, so again, from disclosure perspective, I would like to stay away to share too much information about this. But certainly has a good positive impact on our P&L. And you would see more of this from next quarter.
And sir, you mentioned that BOPET is facing glut these days, and BOPP market is relatively protected. So is it possible to break down our sales between BOPET and BOPP, or that also you would not like to give for competitive reasons?
That could be a good suggestion. We'll certainly consider that.
Sorry, sir? Maybe
that's a good suggestion. Maybe we'll look at this from the next quarterly financial presentation.
Any ballpark figure you can share now?
I would not remember off the cuff. We will certainly like to include this from the next quarter.
And sir, this 450 crores expansion, that is for BOPET and BOPP line combined, right, sir?
It's a BOPP and a CPP line.
Okay, so BOPET is completed, right?
Yeah, BOPET is completed. It's actually four assets. It's a BOPP, it's a CPP, metallizer, and a PET sheet line. All four put together, that is the capex we have committed.
And out of 450 crores, how much we have spent till date?
This is over and above that we have already spent.
Sorry, would you come again, sir, please?
This is over and above already that we have spent. So some money has already been spent till date, which has been excluded. This is over and above this.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll rejoin the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we will request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Amit Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is regarding Ziggly. So some stores are more than 1 year old. Can you give us what is the same stores YOY sales growth?
It is growing at quite a good pace from a percentage perspective, but given that numbers are still small, we would not like to boast of it. Last when we had looked at last year we had a 9 times growth from the year thereafter, and this year itself we'll have a very substantial growth. But given that numbers are so small, that there's no point in terms of talking about growth.
I'm talking about the same store sales.
Yeah, I mean, we are continuously opening new stores, right? So it's very difficult to share numbers like that. But overall, if you would have seen quarter on quarter, we are showing growth. And what we are saying is that we will, after opening 23 stores, we will give it a pause of roughly 3-4 months to see that whatever we are doing, is it done nicely? Are there areas for improvement? And then we'll again restart the next phase of growth from April of next year. As of last quarter, we have started to touch 4 crore GMV.
Okay. My next question is, oil prices are falling again for last 1 month. So should we consider this as a negative news?
Sorry?
Because raw material gets cheaper.
A lower raw material is always good for the industry. It may have short-term negative impact because when the raw material comes down, at that time the customer sentiments or everybody wants to defer the purchase. But a lower raw material in general is very positive. Once it stabilizes at a certain level, it's very positive for the industry because the working capital comes down and there are a lot of other hidden benefits.
Okay. And my last question is, if I'm allowed to ask, because I was late in joining the call, how much investment is done for rigid packaging?
How much what?
Investments are going to be made in rigid packaging boxes?
See, that also, right now we have done close to 40 to 50 crores investment, but this will, investment will continue to grow as we, you know, start to earn revenues and earn profits out of this. But the initial investment is somewhere around 40 to 50 crores.
Is it already done or is going to be done in phases?
A large part of this is done. As I said earlier, that the we are going ahead with another polyester sheet line which is under progress. That would happen in quarter four.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Sharda from Soyan Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, pardon me if I repeat the question. I joined a bit late, but I had a couple of questions. I just wanted to ask that if you look at the competitive landscape in which you operate, most of the other players, they have a backward integration in terms of the resin. And I don't see that with you. Is there a specific reason that is there, that you don't have a backward integration? What's your thoughts on this?
Backward integration is a very large project when it comes to films. At this stage, we don't feel we are ready for this.
But since most of the other people have it, do you think that it adds substantially to the bottom line as such and insulate it from, you know, raw material input costs?
Globally, we are one of the players which have maximum backward integration when it comes to backward integration of coating chemicals and master batches. But otherwise, I mean, there are only one or two players in the world who also have, you know, the polypropylene resin being made. Those are very big projects. I mean, one, two, maybe less, maybe four, five players will be there globally. But doing a backward integration of polypropylene is a very large project.
Okay.
At least in India, nobody has done it till now.
Okay. My next question is that, you know, over the last couple of years, there has been a projection of moving into 80% specialty chemicals, but that target seems to be moving ahead as we go forward. Is there a specific challenge that you're facing to reach a level of 80% specialty chemicals?
Not really. It takes its own time, and we are working towards it. We did face a headwind in between. Then last year, we realized that everybody had overstocked, and therefore a lot of inventory corrections happened, and then inflation happened in Europe, causing the demand to come down. But those factors have normalized now, more or less. So we are again seeing, you know, revival of the growth when it comes to specialty products.
So the current target that you have given, 2025, is achievable for 80% specialty business. Am I correct in understanding that?
Yeah, initially the target, yeah, was FY25, and we feel that we should be, by end of 25, we should be able to tie those numbers. Though obviously this last 8-9 months have really given us a jolt, because by now we should have had started touching 70%+, and we are still at 65%, but now we are seeing traction, a lot of traction, and hopefully things should be back on track in terms of our growth targets.
Okay. Thank you. I have 2-3 more questions, but I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh Sheth from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Harsh, can you speak a little bit louder?
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity.
Harsh, your voice is still not audible. Can you please switch to the handset?
Is this better?
No, sir, we are not hearing.
Hello.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Congratulations on good numbers. So just wanted to, you know, get some understanding on Sunshine Films that we launched last quarter. If you could help us understand what kind of response are we getting and what could be the revenue potential. Additionally, if you could throw some light on our innovation portfolio and pipeline.
We have multiple products getting launched, and obviously we've also launched new business lines. So a lot is happening in the company. When I talk about film products, we continue to add new range to a synthetic paper. There's a Teplar film that we had launched first time in the world. Then we have launched the Scepter films. We have launched leading films. There's a lot that we continue to launch. There's a shrink film that we had launched, the window film that was launched. So there's a whole range of products being launched, and they're in different phases of its growth. And similarly, now we have new businesses, which is capacitor films and rigid packaging, Zigli, Cosmo Specialty Chemical. Within Cosmo Specialty Chemical, also the packaging adhesive and lamination adhesive have stabilized, but there also we have come out with just the vanilla products. There itself, we'll have to have a much more detailed range. And as the time progresses, we'll continue to invest in research and development and launch a bigger range of adhesives.
Yeah, glad to hear that. But sir, if you could put some numbers to it, what could be the potential size? Who are the competitors here? Are we the only ones? And what could be the potential in general over the next 2, 3, 4 years?
I see potential of each of the product or product lines is pretty large. Obviously, what we are right now targeting is to take a specialty from 65% to 80%. That is the initial internal target that we've taken. But from a potential perspective, right now in synthetic paper, we would hardly be 5% or less than 5% of the global market. So there's a huge potential there. Shrink film, we have just started. It's a 150,000 tons plus market. Similarly, window films is a couple of $1 billion market. So a lot of these markets are fairly big, and we have just entered. In some of the areas where we are the first ones, like Teplar is a film where we are the first player in the world. Leading film, again, very few players in the world, do the entire set of end-to-end product on leading. I would say the biggest competitor there is DuPont. So these are some very innovative products, and they will take its own time in terms of development and growth.
Right. So these products have good export potential as well. And how does that look on margin front, vis-a-vis domestic markets?
Again, all of them have different margins. It's very difficult to generalize anything.
Okay. And that's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Sarda from Soyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks once again. I just wanted to ask that even when we look at the competitive landscape, most of the players in India, they have plants all across the world, whereas Cosmo doesn't. So is there a specific strategy to not go beyond? What's the thought on that? And the second is on, the debt equity levels. Even if you compare the landscape, the debt equity level of Cosmo is a little on the higher side. Do you have a specific target in the next couple of years, you want to bring it down to a certain level? Thanks.
Yeah, see, as far as debt, EBITDA is concerned, within our industry, 4:1 debt EBITDA ratio is considered very strong. While we continue to hover at 1.7 level, so we are sitting at a very comfortable position. What was the second question? Sorry.
It's regarding that other competitors in India, they have plants all across the world, whereas Cosmo mostly is concentrated in India in terms of production capacity. So is there a specific reason for that?
You see, one is we are able to better manage cost if we are situated in one region. And second is, we are close to the port area, and for us, exports is a very important market, unlike many of our competitors. Almost all our competitors are dependent on the local market, while we are always looking more at the export market. So for us, the export market, the western part of the country really serves us well.
So do you think that people situated with their plants in other parts of the world, they are not going to be more competitive than you in terms of serving their customers?
Yeah, when it comes to export, definitely being in the West helps. It's quite obvious.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, to conclude, we think near to medium-term outlook for the BOPP and BOPET film may remain challenging. The companies, although strong specialty film portfolio, shall continue to help during this period, which in any case we are further expanding. We are working on several cost rationalization and R&D projects, which obviously would help in the coming quarters. In the last, I would like to repeat the strategy declaration. Certain statements in this con call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for joining.
Thank you. On behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.